evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show. And oh, it's 9/2/2022. So it's a wild weasel starting to roll. Wild weasel is starting to roll. But let's go right here. Chapter 38, Ezekiel. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord Gog, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all that army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. If you take a tank and you put the armor on the front of the tank and you have a sword out there, that's the gun or the howitzer or the whatever it is, the 105 millimeter, the 88 millimeter, whatever the cannon is, all right, then that would look like bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands, the house of Sorgama of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Do you see where we're talking? We got Iran and Ethiopia and Libya, and we got part of Germany and France, Gomer maybe, going on there. And you see, if we tie that all in, Russia has just cut off all of the natural gas pipelines, the Gazprom pipelines, all cut off. And then what happened yesterday? The guy who's in charge of Lukoil falls out of the hospital. Oh, he just falls out of a big hospital window and is dead, okay? I'm going to talk more about that again tonight like I did last night because it's just amazing, okay? And then I hope you all looked up the name of the first Secretary of Defense and who was also Secretary of the Navy because his name was Forrestal, and he was also in the Majestic 12, okay? Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited, in the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. But thus, this is verse 10, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass, that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I'll go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, and to take a prey, and to turn their hands upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. You see, that is America right there. And I'm going to tell you what. The so-called Red China Joe president, the one that got bought allegedly for $1.45 billion plus other millions to the big guy, don't you know? The one that is selling our emergency oil supply to the Red Chinese still while we're about ready to go to war with them. If we're getting ready to go to war possibly with China and or Russia Don't you think that Biden should quit selling the emergency petroleum stockpiles to Red China, who we're going to be fighting? Or unless he's bought by them, and they're interested in your democracy. But I'm going to tell you what, if you voted for Trump, or if you want to make America great again, and you were a Trump supporter, or you voted for Trump, well, then they're telling you that you're now an enemy of the state. An enemy of the state. Just crazy, all right? Just crazy. But that's the way it is, because I'll tell you, you're not dealing with somebody who's just a poop pants, not with somebody who's got a little bit of a head problem, remembering the lines and stumbling and bumbling and fumbling. But you're dealing, allegedly, with somebody who's a Luciferian, who's trying to encode the killing of babies, the aborting of children, into the Constitution, who wants to come after you, okay, wants to come after you because you're the one threatening democracy, when he allegedly is aiding and abetting our enemies, potentially, by giving all the gas and oil to the Red Chinese. I mean, Hackberry Salt Dome's liable to crumble because there ain't enough oil in it anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, all kind of stuff is getting ready to go. All kind of stuff of the wild weasel aspect is getting ready to head out and come into line on the door. Let me tell you, it's going to be bad. And then we got the Iranians who are seizing sea drones of the United States international waters. Well, let me ask you this. If we got sea drones out there, how are they able to seize them? Do the sea drones have any kind of defense? Apparently not. And wouldn't that make, as you get all these sea drones being seized, wouldn't that increase the likelihood that you're going to go to shooting at the Iranians? And goodness knows, that might be the best thing to happen. Who knows? So it's just like an incredible thing that you watch and you hear and you see it on TV now. It's not just on the internet or anything. It's all over, and people are starting to get it a little bit in the mainstream. But they still think that Biden is just an idiot and they're not logical and what's wrong with the Democrats and what's this, when you got Nancy Pelosi thinking that was the greatest speech since sliced bread of Beijing last night. That's, I call Beijing because it's like Xi Jinping, but it's Beijing because allegedly it's the 1.45 billion allegedly given to Hunter, don't you know, by the Red Chinese Communist Party. And didn't old Beijing look great in front of the big red wall with the Marine guards back there? It looked ominous. Well, let me tell you what. Here is something interesting right here. Let me just say this, because it confirms. And much thanks to my old buddy in Utah, OCH, and he says, didn't Commissar Camilla in a speech say this about Trump? And once he's gone and we have regained our rightful place in the White House, look out if you supported him and endorsed his actions, because we'll be coming for you next. You will feel the vengeance of a nation. No stone will be left unturned as we seek you out in every corner of this great nation. For it is you who have betrayed us. So if you voted for Trump, that's what Kamala Harris said about it. All right? Now let's just look at something else here. This is with respect to evacuation order and all of this talk. I'm in Orange County, south of L.A., and he said, if you're not out of Southern California yet, then it's going to be escape from L.A. I would have been gone long ago, but family doesn't have ears to hear or eyes to see. And I won't leave them behind. I'll stay and fight and die. The freeways will be death traps. No escape. Better to hunker down with preps and pray to the Lord. He says, I listen every week and love the show. God bless you and yours. And God bless you and yours, my brother. And I'll tell you what, this is to everybody out there. You don't have to yell and scream the time of that and go and look for the ones with the your neighbor that's your one that's going to be eyeballing you to turn you in for this. Just go buy more food, buy more water storage cans and canisters so that you can fill them with water that you purified in your Berkey water purification system with the black Berkey filters. I told you about it last night. If you didn't listen or weren't on, you can go to the factory Berkey, online. They've got Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y filters. You can go on and you can look for their blemished, factory blemished group or their scratch and dents. And that I just have something on the outside, a scratch or a little ding or something on it, which does not alter the performance of the thing of purifying the water, because you can get rid of the viruses, the bacteria, the cysts, the protozoas, all the other different types of bad stuff in there, parasites. You can get rid of about 99.9% of all the chemicals. You can also add something that will take out the MTBE and the one other chemical. I can't think right now. It's the dumbest thing. You're trying to do this and you're trying to think of it. It's the stuff they put in the water, you know. Stuff they put in the water. No need. I'll remember it after the show. But it's the stuff that's supposedly to purify the water, okay? But it's really a derivative of the product of aluminum, chemical smelting and that kind of stuff. My grandmother fought against it when she first heard it was going to be put in any of the drinking water. So anyway, get you a Berkey. If you need one, get the blemished one, the factory blemished Berkey systems. You can get them the various sizes depending upon what you want, how many people you're going to use. If you got a big group, get the Royal Berkey or one of those. The big Berkey, you know, blemished, I believe is about $329. There's different sizes. Go check it out. And you need to have that. It, once again, you need to look at the pictures of Jackson, Mississippi and other areas surrounding Mississippi that have no water. They've got no water and they're handing out two jugs. They're handing out two cases of water to everybody that drives through in the car. And a can of hand sanitizer, but you still can't take a shower on that, all right? Still can't take a shower, but if you got a Berkey, you could be using the Berkey purification system to clean up all your water, all right? If you don't have one of those, then do whatever you can right off the bat to try to get one in some fashion. Water purification, water storage, and then I would be redundant on all of it. You can also get the MicroPure tablets and the different stuff, or the unscented Clorox bleach, where you put so many drops in a thing. If you can't get the Berkey, you can do other things. You can do strain it through like a T-shirt a couple different times, put it into a big pot, a gumbo pot or something, and put it on the fire and boil it all up. And then you boil it all up, you could filter it through something again, another clean cloth, and put it into containers to store. But I'm going to tell you, this is going to get many, many more times problematic of the wild weasel, particularly when the Lord is going to tell you, hey, they just knocked out the power grid. What are you going to do now? Well, the first thing you're going to do is that you have ask Jesus to come in your heart to be your Savior, that you're saved by Him, and that He will help to see you through and provide you with the ability to come through. And if not, and if you lose your life, then you'll have everlasting life with Him in heaven. The best deal in town, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus. In His name I pray. Got all kind of stuff going on. You see that I saw a report about the how much farmland would have to be destroyed or taken up in order to just put the solar panels that Biden wants to put out, the wind turbines, in order to create enough power to do all this stuff without the fossil fuel plants. Think you need another 250 million acres has to be planted with nothing but solar panels, power grid stuff, and the wind power turbines. Now, I'm all for wind power and solar power and water power and all the different stuff, but I'm also for the fossil fuels. We need to do it all. We need to do it all. And so instead, Biden is going to create the civil war right when we're about ready to go to war with Red China and Russia. That is about as bad in terms of a kind of a treason as you can get. That's the aiding and the abetting of the enemy. Isn't it? Is it not? Is it not? If you are ready to go to war with somebody and you're selling them all the oil in your strategic oil reserve, then what is that? Well, I guess it's love, huh? Well, I'm going to tell you what, you're going to need the Lord Jesus. You're going to get through this. You go to John 14. Let's go to verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. The Lord is talking to you. He that believeth on me, he says. He's talking directly to you. Read that carefully. Get the red letter edition so you know when Jesus is talking. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. His name is Jesus. And that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus? I've seen him. I know Brother Quail has seen him. I saw him when I was in a diabetic coma for 3 days, and I was in the tunnel, you know, between heaven and earth, in a sense. It's not like I don't know him. I do know him. Well, Hawk, you're not a good, you're just not the right kind of person Jesus would expect to work. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't think he likes a sissy. And all I can do is tell you is that I have to repent of my sins. And I have been a sinner and am a sinner. But I do know this, that I am with the Lord Jesus and he's with me. And I know that if I were to lose my life in a fight here to defend against the evil that's coming on this planet and to hold the ground until Jesus returns with his angels, then I know I would have everlasting life with them in heaven. It's just amazing. Just amazing. And American citizens, anybody who voted for Trump or voted Republican, they declared war on you. They declared war on you. So you need the water purification. You need food. And I'm telling you that it's good to have a freezer and all of that if you can get one, or if you can still afford one or kind of get one. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to have power to keep the freezer and refrigerator freezers cold. Now you can get solar type things as long as there's no blackout from the sky, from volcanoes, or the nuclear winter. So the thing is that canned goods and long-term storage food, the Mountain House, the Wise, the other dehydrateds, the Alpenair, the different types of the different companies, excuse me. But you need water to reconstitute that freeze-dried food and the dehydrated food. So as well as that, I suggest if all this was the perfect situation where you could do it, if you could get 3 to 4 years, 3.5 years of long-term storage food or 4, that would be ideal, but that's a lot of money. So then get what you can. If you can get a year for you and your family, that would be great. That would be a good start. But if you can only get 30 days, then start there. Do what you can, and you go on an incremental basis, okay? And then I would also tell you that when you go to canned goods, if you got good soups, chunky soups, if you got Progresso soups, you got the meat, potatoes, the vegetables, the broth already there, and one of those cans can be a ration for one person a day. So that's a lot of metal, isn't it? And you got to understand all of that, but you got to think about it and start to put it back. Do whatever you can. If you got 4 people in the family, that's 4 cans a day, isn't it? 4 cans a day times 30 days. That's 120 cans of like a chunky soup or a Denny Moore beef stew or a Progresso soup or a Chef Boyardee or whatever it is. But if you can start stacking it up, if you've got a fishing camp, a hunting camp, you got a bug out place, you can put some of it there too. You got a basement somewhere like that where it could be cool and dry up on a shelf, start stacking it up. But if you can do nothing else, then get one more can of chunky soup or Progresso soup or Denny Moore stew or whatever it is. The roast beef hash, whatever it might be, get one more can a week if that's all you can afford. Get you some pop bottles or pick up 10 cans and go sell the 10 cans. I remember doing that many a time. getting those 2-cent deposits on pop bottles the old days. And then later on, finding a whole lot of aluminum cans and taking them to the recycle and pick up 10 bucks or 15 bucks or whatever it was. And I remember I needed that at times to eat, you know? So I'll tell you what, this is the time where you have a little bit more time, perhaps, to prepare. To prepare. But that ain't going to last all that long either. Now, you can get refrigerators or freezers that run on propane. Yes, sir. Thank you, my brother, for sending me that. Reminded me. But then you got to have the propane. So you've got to store the propane tanks up. I would get a mixture of the smaller ones. And then if you live out in the rural areas or something like that, if you've got the big 1,000, you know, 1,000 gallon of propane or whatever, that would be just fine, you see. But get some small one, too, if you have to get on the run. But you can run them on that, and then you can cycle them back and forth on different ones on electricity if there's still electricity, or if you can generate it too. You don't have to run everything, but if you've got some battery backup, if you got solar or wind, you can use that to recharge the batteries and then run one of them for a little while. Put a cover over the top of them. Put like a blanket or an insulated furniture pad or something over the refrigerator or the freezer. Help to keep it in there. And I do that, but I've also got long-term storage food that I bought. A lot of it was bought years ago. And I'm glad, thank the Lord Jesus, that I was able to do that. But I still try to get chunky soup, cans of vegetables, cans of different things every week, a little bit extra, put it on a shelf in the basement, put it on a shelf. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking a lot about preparation, and I would be remiss if we're being threatened that we are enemies of the state and they're going to come for us. I would be remiss if I did not say that what the old Declaration of Independence says, that whenever any form of government, without a Declaration of Independence, become destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. So when you have tyrants telling you this, that, or the other, you have the Declaration of Independence, which is the first law and the founding law of this land. You then also have the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. What's in the Bill of Rights? Well, let's just look. Well, let's go to the Second Amendment first. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So how does the banning of all the firearms and wanting to take the confiscation of them, how does that square up with shall not be infringed? Because Congress shall make no law representing an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. How about this? The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. You have to specify up front. You have to specify up front. But they didn't specify. You have to specify. Oh, boy. It's just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Just incredible. Well, I'm looking at somebody showing me their wooded area. And they got them a little concrete pad there. They're fixing to put up a little bitty house or garage in the trees. Say hello to Bear out there. So if you've got a lot of cash, and some of you do, most of us don't anymore, it seems. It's like hard to get around the block sometimes. But the trick is to just try to keep the bills paid and all of that, and to get whatever extra you can to get ready to protect your family, your home, yourself, to be able to defend it against whoever comes. To whoever comes. And you see, you'll see martial law be declared, but all that won't mean anything, because it all will be like that. When the power grid goes out, when the lights go out, and they'll get turned off even by the powers that be, if nothing else, because that creates enough chaos in order to do it. But if you got any money and you don't have long-term storage food or a lot of canned goods, which are easier to get right now while you still can, because there's going to be a time when they're not going to be available. And then you don't want to be forced to go down to the government sports stadium or gymnasium or the large, large mega church with the gated, with the nice big fence around it, you know, where they've all signed up for the DHS's little program, you see, where the pastors are all going to be there to keep you corralled and under control. Oh, man. And then if they turn these lights out, do you think that they're going to not unleash some other stuff? That only they being the tyrants, they being the New World Order, Luciferian, communist tyrants, and their henchmen, or hench people, or hench its, or hench he's, or hench she's, or shebe-deebies, or 5-4-7-3-9s, whatever it is they got. And I'm not trying to be ridiculous, it just is ridiculous. But take that and put it into water purification, the food, the firearms. You want to send a message and you want to vote before the vote comes up, then go out and buy. Oh, I don't know. We'll just give an ideal amount. Just buy another 1,000 or 2,000 rounds of ammunition. Buy 1,000 for your pistol or your revolver. Buy 1,000 for your rifle. If you got only a 22, get a few more blocks of 500 or 1,000, whatever it is. If you got the 12 gauge pump shotgun or whatever, then get you some more double aught or number 4 buck or some rifled slugs or number 2 or number 4 or whatever, and you also get you some 6. Cause I'll tell you, when you're that close up and when it comes down to pumping that gun and you got somebody out there, you pop that gun, you put the 6 shot right there in their noodle, it ain't going to get much better to get them dropped and down. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is going to be interesting. In answer to somebody asking me about the more short-range thermal, like on a sight, and good thermal is expensive. And if you've already got one for a long-range shot, then I would keep that. When it comes down to less than 150 yards or 200 yards, or even in the shorter zone than that, which a lot of stuff happens in towns and cities within 100 yards, doesn't it? Even in the woods, it's going to happen like that because you got to be able to shoot and see somebody to do it. But I would say that in answer to that, I would say I would go more to a night vision capability, say within the 100 yards, that kind of thing. And whether it's on a sight or whether it's goggles or whether whatever it is you can't afford, and some can't afford anything. And I'm going to tell you what, I would tell people right now to start doing the things that will help your eyes to be able to see better at night and to get used to covering that one eye and looking out your one eyeball, and then turn out the lights and then open that sucker up so you can see, and then look out there and go out at night. See what you can see at night on your back patio or your front driveway, and just sit somewhere for a while and listen and watch and see what you see. Do you see the bobcat? Do you see the coyote? Do you hear them in the distance? Do you hear the sirens or the cars? So, I mean, it's just Wild Weasel is getting ready to go. And you've got to be ready. Brother C.H., I hear you, brother. I hear you on all that stuff. God bless you. Anyway, the coming attractions are not going to be too attractive. And it's going to be the power of the blood of Jesus and of our Father in heaven that gets you out of this mess and through what's going on. And if you do get dropped, if you do get shot, you do get killed, you get blown up, or the hypersonic missile hits not that far away, or whatever it is. Whatever it is, you've got to have Lord Jesus in your heart as your Savior. He's got to be with you, and you've got to be with Him. And I will tell you, let's go back a little bit. Let's go back to the night vision for closer up. Also, if you have the hearing apparatus, the hearing stuff that will allow you to hear more clearly. And if you can stay still within that 100 yards, you're going to hear them coming. You might even hear what they have to say, okay, if they're saying anything. And then with the night vision, generally you can see them. And then if they're coming for you, well, I'm going to tell you what. Froggy comes a-courting, and it's time to gig the frog. I know it sounds so silly, doesn't it? But I'll tell you, it's Friday night. And then let's talk about September. At about a 95%, from what I'm being told from deep background sources that have information coming out of the railroad unions, from the railways of the United States, they basically have been having to go without a contract. In other words, no guarantee of what the wages or the time or the this or that or the other is. No contract for the unions. That they're about 95% ready to go out on strike on September 15th. And if that stuff happens, you're going to see it go wild weasel quick, because the railroads are not going to run. The containers, a lot of them come in ships, then get put onto the rail cars and taken all over the United States. So you're going to have as much water purification capability, food. You're going to be able to protect it. And then I would also tell you, with this gas and oil situation, with them trying to get rid of the fossil fuels and all of this stuff, if the power grid goes out, which I suspect it will, still, I've always told you that, to be prepared for it, the power grid from an EMP goes out, then you're going to have to be able to compensate for that, you see. You're going to have to be able to compensate for that, and you're going to have to also, if no natural gas runs, if the water doesn't run, oh yeah, the water could stop coming through the pipeline, so you're going to have something to carry water from, say, the little pond or the stream or the river or whatever, the lake or whatever it is, or to collect it from your gutters if it's raining. And you're going to have to then be able to take that and carry that on something across your shoulder so you can get it up. And then utilize your Berkey purification system or whatever it is you got. You can also, do as best you can. Katadyn Combi, I've also got one of those. Katadyn Combi. There's different Pure and different other brand names and different stuff. Different things from Great Britain and all the stuff, but the Berkey, I know, with the black Berkey filters will work and will take care of all the viruses, the bad bacteria, the parasites, the protozoas, the cysts, all the different stuff, and also take 99.9% of all the chemicals, the bad chemicals, out of the water without destroying the mineral contents, the good mineral contents. Get some extra filters. Now, there's a lot of people out there that their children, you're going to have to tell your children if you already haven't. You're going to have to start to kind of discuss it around certain areas about what's going on and tell them that they have to be somewhat careful and not get involved in stuff at school, because I'll tell you what, these schools or at the doctor, I'm going to tell you something. I heard a pediatrician talking to a kid, and they said, I heard this story. And the kid told his mama and dad, and they said, well, the doctor said, does your father have guns in the house? Where does he keep his guns? Do you know what kind of guns they are and that kind of thing? Are they loaded? That's the kind of stuff you're hearing. Or what kind of pronouns do you have? And would, then the teacher is supposed to not tell the parents about it. Go ahead and transition the child. This stuff is beyond the pale. I know my grandfather would, and his people, I know them, and they would have grabbed a teacher like that, or they would have grabbed somebody, they would have beat the crap out of them or put the horse whip on them, tarred and feathered them, and sent them out on the rail, okay? They'd basically be done. So now we've got apparently about 50% of the people in that court, in that group, who have been trained in these colleges and universities and in schools, all of this gobbledygook. Oh, man, oh, man. I hope you keep Old Hawk on the air. I hope you keep me on here as long as you can. And I will stay as long as I can stay. But I tell you what, Brother Steve Quayle, you can call him. You can get gold or silver from Steve. You can get any of his books. Or if you've got information that you require, his podcasts and his special briefings, go to the website, stevequayle.com. Click on that stuff and get signed up. But you can also call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Tell him Old Hawk sent you. And if you get Steve, or if you get Brother Daryl, his capable manager, or you get Tyler, his son, or any of the other people there, tell them to get you your gold or your silver ASAP, or tell them that you would like to inquire as to where if you can get a good quality night vision, or if you need a radiation detector. And then I'm going to tell you, if you get the books, whatever books Brother Quayle has got left, avail yourself of those big, nice, thick books with all the footnotes that will tell you and your children and hopefully your grandchildren, okay, and great-grandchildren about how we got this place and all the different things, the angels, aliens, fallen angels, the giants, the weather warfare, angel wars, xenogenesis, whatever it might be. Terminated. The end of man is near. Premise of the promise. All the different books that Brother Quayle's got. Whatever he's got left, avail yourself of those. Because we're getting ready to go to civil war and world war and all kind of stuff. And you're going to see famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. And that'll also include volcanoes. If you want to grow food, you're going to probably have to be able to grow food in a hoop house or a greenhouse, because there's going to be so much junk in the atmosphere, probably going to be gooped up. So that's going to have to include some kind of a special lighting or something else that you can utilize for as long as you can. And I'm going to tell you what, if they're not going to have natural gas in Germany or Sweden or Switzerland or England or, you know, any of Europe, then they're not going to be able to run their factories or heat their homes or run their power grids or any kind of stuff because Russia's cut it off. Then how long do you think it's going to be before Germany and France go over to the other side and make sure they've got their gas, natural gas, to run their deal. It'll have to be there. Lord Jesus told you, or in Ezekiel 38, they tell you about Gomer. Well, that'll be part of France, part of Germany. Brother Quayle, I've talked about that for years. When you talk about the verse 10 and the land of the unwalled villages, you're talking about the United States. You're talking about the center of the United States, where the grain and the cattle are. And they're going to come in the X's. Eventually, Germany, or not Germany, but it was the old Nazi plan. They'll come in, the Russians, Red Chinese, they'll come in an X fashion and drive to the center where the grain and the cattle are all at. I mean, go from the Gulf of Mexico on all up to the top into Canada. And there's water in there, too, as you get into the part of the Great Lakes. But you're going to have to understand this is going to be around for a while. It's not going to go away, and, you know, at the 6 weeks, then you're going to be to Christmas, and you'll be all right. Get yourself a book if you don't have it. No Such Thing as Doomsday. It was by Philip Hogue, all right? No Such Thing as Doomsday. Or Holly Drennan Dale, Holly Dale, D-E-Y-O, Dare to Prepare. You can go to standale.com, click on that, and also while you're waiting for the book that tells you every kind of preparation, how to do all the stuff, what you need, that has the list, it tells you about digging holes, all the different things in terms of nuclear warfare, all the different items that you need to know, purifying water, whatever it might be, okay? While you're waiting for that, Holly has, in Holly's section, she's got a lot of her older lists of what foods to get, how much you need for each person, how many pounds of food to store, what types of food, all the information about general lists, medical supply lists, which medical supply is another thing. And I'm going to tell you, if you're in North America and it's going to get cold where you're at in the wintertime, you know, even, you know, even if it's just like 50 degrees or whatever, maybe it's not 20 below, but I'm going to tell you, you better have firewood, because you can also cook outside with the firewood. I would go redundant. I would have a lot of firewood as best I could get. I know somebody who's a good, strong lad out there on the East Coast, they put up about 5 cords, all right? And they already had some already. If you want to keep Old Hawk in there, and I hope you do, anything is most needed and appreciated, believe me. Better reserve notes, a little bit of silver, silver quarter, silver dollar, whatever it might be, a little gold, whatever, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May Lord Jesus, if you're listening out there, if you have a need, if you have a medical problem or an illness or whatever, Lord Jesus, will you go to these people right now? You know them, Lord, and if they ask in your name, you've already said, John 14, that you ask in your name is Jesus, he will try to do that for you. He will try to heal you. Lord, give them medical miracles. Give them increased ability to prepare. If they do not have anybody they know that can help them with preparation, or if they're in a situation where they can maybe trade some of their time in order to help somebody who has a small ranch or farm or whatever. If they need somebody that could help them to stay awake at night and to be a lookout for that ranch or farm or the other house down the street that where they've got the nice garden or something, but they can't stay up all night, then perhaps you can help them. And then in exchange, they can get you some food, or have a more ability to have clean water. I'm not the only one saying anything this. If you didn't listen to Brother Steve Quayle, Doug Hagman last night, I think you would find that interesting. I believe that's up at stevequayle.com. Now, I'm going to tell you what, also while you're still here, while you're still doing it and still have the ability, we have in the Indochina, we have people on fire for Lord Jesus. The Nunamakers have the Indochina Bible Project. It's at Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. It will give the people in the mountains of Indochina, in Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, Shan State, connected to China, the Burma, Myanmar, whatever they call it now, that will give them a Bible in their own dialect, their own language or village dialect, and a songbook. And believe you me, these people are on fire for Jesus, and they're baptizing, they're preaching, they're healing, they're doing everything, and all in the midst of these really tyrannical countries and communist countries and areas where they don't like a lot of Christians to be around, you see. Indochina Bible Project, the Nuna Makers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. If you still have a little bit extra, give that, and the Lord Jesus will bless you for that, because they're on fire for Him. Let me tell you, they are just incredibly on fire for the Lord Jesus. And that's going to be the ticket. That's going to be the thing that will save you. That's going to be the thing that will provide you. Say, Lord Jesus, tell me where true sanctuary is, where I can place my family and be at ease and protect them against what's going to come. And what's going to come is in Matthew 24, Luke 21. What's going to come is in the Revelations and all of this stuff. You've got to understand that Lord Jesus is the best deal in town, people. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I know you can hear me all the way to Australia. Once again, little Isabel, the Lord Jesus loves you. Lord Jesus, go to Isabel in Australia. The 11-year-old has been bullied, and bullied in a bad, mean way by the people at school, who she's had to fight against, even though they're older and bigger. Lord Jesus, go to her and protect her and her family against all evil. Provide them a solution to get her out of that school somewhere. Get her into homeschooling or something. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. You're now the enemy of the state, so I'm telling you, be careful. Mighty men and women of valor strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready to go. Mickey LaPua, you're the best, baby. Hand-to-hand or on the 338. Road and track and Little L. I hear you're getting real good at your schoolwork as well as your Muay Thai, your bow staff, and your sword and knife training. Teach your children how to defend your family if you go down. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil out there. May He provide you ability to prepare and do it tonight, tomorrow, and the next day. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you.